Postscript to the reprint of Miscellaneous Records of a Female Doctor. My grandfather's sister was a woman doctor named Lady Tan Yunxian, a wife, mother, and daughter-in-law of high standing. I remember when I was a boy and still losing my milk teeth, seeing my great-aunt treat patients in the Mansion of Golden Light, where I lived and still reside, and in her marital home, the Garden of Fragrant Delights. She was beyond reproach, and she achieved fame in her lifetime for her medical skills, which she applied to rich and poor as a humanitarian art. She lived to be 96, outliving long-believed predictions for an earlier death. She died in the 35th year of the Jia Jing Emperor's reign, 1556, having survived the reigns of 5 emperors and proving she must have been a very good doctor. It is said that the descendants of a person who saves lives will prosper and thrive, but such did not transpire in this instance. Lady Tan's son, Yang Lian, died at a young age. Many years later, Lady Tan's only grandson, Yang Qiao, was beheaded for crimes of a political nature. All his descendants were killed in this purge as well, leaving her without any male heirs to make offerings to her in the afterworld. Without them, there was no one to see to the preservation of her work either, and her books slowly disappeared from book purveyors. I searched until I met a man who had a copy in his personal library. He lent it to me so I might transcribe her words and have new woodblocks made, allowing the book to be printed and distributed again. Mysteries remain for this great-nephew. The cures Lady Tan formulated in her old age were said to have been even more inspired than the ones found in her book. Many believe she achieved the wondrous abilities of the greatest practitioners of the past, who could simply look at a person, could see through a person, to discern what was wrong. But if Lady Tan had reached these heights, why did she not record those cases? Did she write them down but choose not to share them? If so, where are those writings now? I worry that a servant or lesser wife in the Garden of Fragrant Delights may have found her notebooks, thought them worthless, and used the pages to cover pickle and sauce jars. Now, at the time of this new publication, I hope that Lady Tan's original cases will provide help not just to one village or city, but to the multitudes spread throughout the land. I offer this postscript in the 13th year of the Wanli Emperor, 1585, with 100 obeisances. Respectfully, Tan Xiu.